Well, at this moment in time, you've got to be with the favourites. They without a doubt look as if they've got the strongest squad. They're unbeaten in pre-season. Not that you can take a lot from the games. I mean, the games in America were so easy for United. It was quite embarrassing. But the little marker yesterday, Community Shield at Wembley, you just got the feeling that they would have the better of Man City over the 38 games in the Premier League. And I've just got a feeling that the wise old owl, Sir Alex Ferguson, has just got a little bit too much in hand over his rivals. I'd be a little bit cautious. So my only concern is a lot of new players coming in. Yes, they played in America and played well. Did great at Wembley. But, you know, life in the Premier League week in, week out is a little bit different. So if it was my money, and my money will be going on, but I'll be waiting until after maybe the third game of the season. United have got West Brom away, then two home games against Tottenham and Arsenal. And if they win all three games, yeah, the odds won't be as big as they are now, but I'll then be a lot more confident that the younger players that they brought in will be able to handle the Premier League. And I'll be lumping on at whatever price with Paddy Power if they manage to come through those three games with a reasonable amount of points.
Okay, so hold fire if you are a Man United fan for those first three games. Let's very quickly chat about the challengers. Chelsea, first off, Lou, second favourites 11-4. Very little in the transfer market, but of course the massive change, this Andre Villas Boas. What can you tell the Paddy Power punters about this new manager?
Well, I wouldn't dismiss Chelsea because I know the manager quite well. He was when he was working for Mourinho, he was a regular at Old Trafford, spying on the opposition, obviously spying on Manchester United as well. And on a number of occasions, I sat alongside him, and I got the impression he was he's a clever operator. No great surprise to me that he went abroad and was so successful with his team abroad, and now back at Chelsea. So I think they've got a decent manager. I think they've got a decent squad of players. But can they get close to Manchester United? Well, I think they'll be close right throughout the season. It's just a case of Chelsea maintaining it throughout those 38 games. Will Torres be firing for them? Not so sure. Young Daniel Sturridge is back, scoring goals, and the pressure's on Torres to get a starting place. So I wouldn't overlook Chelsea. I certainly wouldn't dismiss them in any way. But I think, and I'm hoping, that they finish second to Manchester United.